It is my bounden duty, right godly and most prudent counsel, not only for your manifold deserts towards me and all that be of godly religion, to have you in remembrance in my prayers, but also, being far distant from you, to visit you with my letters, the express image of my faithful heart towards you. Namely, seeing God hath placed you in such position that my writings declaring to you the state of them of the country may be unto your wisdom, as it were, a means to redress things amiss. But because your honour may better understand ye state of things here by my doings since my coming hither, I will briefly recite them unto you. First, after 3 sermons made in the cathedral church, unto which a great number of all parties adjacent did resort, the common people with much rejoice affirmed they had been deceived, which also happened throughout all my visitation in the diocese ye 2 weeks following. The gentlemen of the country received me in every place with much civility, but the entertainment of my Lord Wharton and my Lady Musgrave his daughter, for the gospel's sake I cannot express, and the same they continue still towards me. My Lord is a worthy, wise man, and in the country very well loved, in whose time they report ye country was never so well governed. The priests are wicked imps of Antichrist, and for ye most part very ignorant and stubborn past measure, false and subtle. Only fear makes them obedient. Only 3 absented themselves in my visitation and fled, because they would not subscribe of ye, which 2 belong to my Lord Dacres, and 1 to ye Earl of Cumberland, unto which I have assigned days under danger of deprivation. About 7 or 8 churches in Gilsland, all under my Lord Dacre, do not appear, but bearing themselves upon my Lord, refuse to come in. And at Stapleton, and sundry of ye other, have yet mass openly at... My Lord and his officers wink, and although they stand excommunicated, I do no further meddle with them until I have some aid from my Lord President and ye council in ye north, lest I might trouble ye country with those that in manner are desperate. And yet I doubt not, but by policy to make them obedient at my Lord Dacre's coming into ye country. But I well perceive he is something too mighty in this country, and as it were a prince. And ye Lord Warden of ye West Marches of Scotland and he are but 2 great friends. It is judged of them that are wise, that he suffered ye Scots to do harm in England unpunished of policy, ye rather to draw home his friend my Lord Dacres, which is too long, as his friends here think, detained at London. It is thought he put off ye days of mercy and justice upon offenders for ye same cause. God knows the truth of all. Who I beseech, God long keep you in the fellowship of his gospel, and prosper all your godly counsel and doings to his glory and your comfort. Amen.